This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Australia's only LGBTIQ+ national news and current affairs show. Proudly sponsored by KHQ Lawyers. Passionate about being the best.
The issue of wage theft has reared its head again this week, with a group of celebrity chefs calling for an amnesty to allow employers to change their ways. They claim workplace law is too complicated and almost impossible to comply with, suggesting businesses should be given time to rectify underpayment issues. But experts and hospitality workers have rejected those claims, and they're continuing to push for the criminalisation of wage theft. A leaked audit of the Lucas Group, the company behind Melbourne's Chin Chin, found they underpaid workers by $340,000 in the 2017-18 financial year. They say that underpayment issues have been rectified, but earlier this week, Chin Chin hosted a roundtable discussion titled Profitable Compliance, Is It Possible? To discuss the supposed complexities of paying workers a legal wage. We spoke to Jesse Lewis, a former hospitality worker who's taken a stand against wage theft, to get their thoughts on an amnesty for employers.
What we're seeing in hospitality is the fact that wage theft is actually being used as a business model to drive profits up, to look after the pockets of the owners of these places, and never in any instance is it to look after workers. So this whole idea about amnesty is just, it's ludicrous. It shouldn't even be coming into the conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I think there has also been a claim from some in hospitality that they are being unfairly targeted. Do you think that's fair?
No, I think what's unfair is that workers aren't able to make ends meet. I think it's unfair that no one in the hospitality industry is getting paid award rates right now. I think if we want to look at unfairness, we really need to be looking at the people that are most affected.
Absolutely. So what was your experience?
Oh, which one? I mean, there's so many of them. I worked in hospitality to support other sort of ventures in life for over 15 years. About 3 years ago, I realised I had about $16 worth of super after working at that time about 10 years in the industry. More recently, I worked with La La Bar Group on Chapel Street, which was one of the first businesses that were uncovered for wage theft, and myself and other workers were owed tens of thousands of dollars. My own experience with Fair Work has been fortunate in some regards, but the biggest problem, the biggest issue is that these organisations that are meant to be there to hold the industry accountable aren't funded enough. They're under-resourced, they're understaffed. So for a lot of people in hospitality, yeah, they're aware of wage theft, but that's basically the extent of what they can do.
So, like, with some of those examples, it's pretty clear-cut. Like, it's just unambiguous. Like, a company is meant to be paying you superannuation, and they're simply not doing it. When it comes to kind of other cases, is there like a sense of like slippery slopes? Not quite the right term, but
I think,
you know,
we're down the bottom already.
Like,
I mean, I'll put it this way: like, I'm 30, and there's a generation I belong to, and a generation that are coming up underneath us. If that's the right word, that won't be able to retire, and that's the reality of it. You know what I mean? These business owners, they're going to be sitting pretty. They're going to be able to retire. They've got heaps of profits, but there are literally millions of young Australians that will never be able to retire because the way that the super industry is stacked against them and the way that the industry more generally is stacked against them.
Because it also imposes, and I think this is something that doesn't get talked about enough when it comes to these kinds of stories, the mental load that goes with following up and chasing down this kind of stuff. Like, I've got a law degree, like, and I've had cases where I've had to kind of follow up with employers and chase things down. And, like, I'm actually in a position where I might be able to read legislation, or I've at least got friends who I could approach. But for the overwhelming majority of people who are working in hospitality, they don't have time to do this kind of stuff.
No, they don't. And also, like, you touched upon a really great point, because, like, I am doing a law degree myself, and we may be fortunate enough to be able to read legislation and policy and contracts, but for a lot of people, it's not spoken in plain English. So most people just gloss over it, you know, and they get caught in these traps in hospitality where it's just continually a cycle of abuse, which is perpetuated in the workplace through wage theft and the rest of it as well. So
aside from the example where your super wasn't paid, can you give us a couple of other examples just so we can drill down into kind of how it winds up happening to people, if you like? Because I think to people who don't work in hospitality, it seems like, well, how does this happen? Why don't you just, you look at your bank slip, you're meant to be 38 hours, you're meant to get that. But that's not how hospitality often works, is it?
No, it's certainly not. I mean, there's a lot of dodgy business practices. I've worked in more than one venue that pay half cash, half into your bank accounts. And you have to remember that there's a big group of people that hospitality is their one and only wage. And because the majority of the industry is operating in this way, it's really difficult to find venues that are actually going to legally and responsibly look after their workers. Mm. So, you know, and in Melbourne, I think a lot of people who go out and enjoy the lifestyle down here don't actually have a proper understanding of the industry and the way it works. And it is difficult to break it down and open it up to people outside of hospitality. And I think that's kind of the conversation where it now needs to go. You know, stuff this amnesty actually lets open up discourse around what the hospitality industry is actually like for people working in it.
So what do you think needs to change? What kind of interventions do you want to see from, whether it's from government, whether it's from agencies?
Yeah, look, I mean, there is a big push at the moment for people who are found guilty of wage theft to actually be put into jail. I think that that's something which really needs to start happening, and not just on a tokenistic level. There needs to be legislation and criminalisation of wage theft, not just from a state level, but from a federal level. I think that's one of the biggest things which really does start need to happening. But I also think, getting back to this discourse, I think consumers and people who engage for hospitality as a patron also need to be able to better choose and more ethically choose which businesses they're going to support. Now, I don't have the answers of how we can go about this happening, but I think that's secondly what needs to happen. Mm. And thirdly, I just think people need to stop being, you know, so, yeah.
And do you have any advice? Because you've been through a number of these cases, and you kind of are like a bit of a leader when it comes to actually this. You know, you've played a really prominent role in the media. If someone is listening and they think they might be being underpaid or they're not sure, what advice do you have for them?
Look, at the risk of sounding radicalised, I reckon really definitely join a union. There's definitely Hospo Voice are doing some great stuff at the moment around there. But also stand up, you know, not just by yourself. Talk to other people in the workplace, because people are stronger together, you know, and if you're going to fight these battles, you need to have people by your side to fight them.
That was Jesse Lewis, a former hospitality worker, calling for an end to wage theft in the hospitality industry.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.